Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm glad that you could all join us this morning. My name is Rhonda Chadwick, and I'm covering the call for Becky this morning. She is out in Phoenix at the DSA conference and will not be back in San Antonio until Wednesday, so she wanted me to cover for her this morning, and I'm just going to share a little bit about myself, and then we're going to kick off with prayer and go into our devotion this morning. So my name is Rhonda Chadwick, and in a former life, I have a background in human resources and management, retail management actually, and also have had a career as a financial advisor. A few months ago, I started my own business. It's called Coconut Moon Consulting Group, and I provide virtual assistance to small business owners and nonprofits. And I also have a direct sales background. I've been an independent representative with Silpata for 8 years. And I don't know if you guys heard or not, but we are closing at the end of July, so I'm very sad about that. But a couple of months ago, someone introduced me to It Works, so I had actually signed up to be a distributor with them, and I was just amazed that sometimes God gives us an answer before we even know we have a question. So that's a little bit about me. And going to our prayer request, we're going to pray for Dale's sister, who is seeking custody of her granddaughter, as well as Pat, who just remarried her ex-husband this past weekend. So we're going to request that God bless both of these the prayer requests and lift them up to the Lord. So we will go ahead and get started with prayer. Good morning, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for a new week. We thank you for sunshine in San Antonio, Texas, and all the blessings that you have blessed all of us with. I thank you for each person who's joining us on the line today, who chose to start their week off with us here doing a prayer and devotion, seeking your will. I praise you today for everything that you do for us, for every single blessing that you bless us with. I ask that you please grant Dale's sister peace as she's going through the process of seeking custody for her granddaughter. There will be a hearing later on in the week, and we would like for you to bless that and to have your will be granted in that process. We also would like to lift up Pat and her husband to you. She has remarried her ex-husband this past weekend and is seeking your will in their relationship and in their life together. Please bless this union. Help them to seek your face in everything that they do and say with each other. And I just ask that you please bless each person who's on the line with us today, whatever needs they may have in their heart. I ask that you just reach in and give them comfort, give them hope, give them peace, give them the peace that passes all understanding. In your name we pray, amen. So this morning, we are going to talk a little bit about hope rules and Jesus reigns, and we're going to look at a couple of verses in Matthew and then a little bit in Acts. So in Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." And in Acts 2, verse 21, "And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified, and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life, and you will make me full of joy in your presence." So there's a topic in the Bible that's referenced over and over and over again, and it's hope. It's mentioned 133 times in God's Word, 44 times in the Old Testament, and 89 times in the New Testament. And why do we think it's such a recurring thing with God, who references it over and over in His Word? What's He trying to tell us, and what's He trying to show us? Hope is a very crucial part of our walk as a Christian. Hope puts joy in our hearts. Hope gives us a reason to raise our heads and look upward when we are beaten down and sore from the battle of daily living. Hope helps us hold out and hold on when it seems there is nothing but darkness ahead. Hope helps us fight for what is right and what is good. Hope helps us to seek truth and light. Hope helps us turn our back on circumstantial evidence that our human minds see and believe, and we instead reach out for the unseen promises of our Lord. Exactly where would we be without it? And isn't God Himself just another word for hope? God shows us He is hope in Matthew 28:20 when He says, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The most wonderful gift that God gives us is Himself through His promise that He will never leave us. This promise gives us something solid to stand on as we look to God and hope in Him throughout our earthly journey as believers. He is here with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. As shown in our scripture in Acts, He gives us the hope of finishing our earthly journey to one day stand full of joy in His presence throughout eternity. And when there is so much trauma and drama in our earthly lives, don't we need the hope of Christ to keep us from sinking? Wouldn't we just drown in the rivers of despair and doubt without His life preserver of hope holding us up? In the Bible, God states that we will have trials. He doesn't promise to keep us from the trials and the tears, but He does promise to walk through them with us. When life's pain overwhelms us, we can allow God's words to echo in our minds. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. Notice it doesn't say if, it says when. It is something to be expected in our journey, but He gave us His hope to hold on to. Sometimes there are things we walk through so tough, so deep, so dark, that all we can manage to do is just simply breathe. We are literally surviving from day to day as the pain of whatever cross we bear at the time weighs us down and steals our joy. And what would we do without Jesus? Don't you wonder what nonbelievers look to, how they survive life's hardships without a Savior? A fount of never-ending hope and joy to cling to. Life has proven to us that there will be times when the only thing we do know is that God is with us. When our hearts remain broken, when our pain doesn't stop, when desperate prayers go unanswered, the knowledge of God being with us, His promise, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age, is the only lifeline we can grasp. When the floodwaters of our life rise to unbearable levels, when the pain is more than we can take, when we are tired from the fight, we can rest in this one fact of faith. We are never alone. The one who controls the world and has dominion and authority over every single thing is standing beside us, fighting for us, never leaving us. The one who controls the sun, the moon, the stars, the tide is swimming beside us in the deepest current. What a blessing that is. What joy just fills the heart of every Christian to have this hope and this promise in our lives. God is for us. We are never alone. He is here beside us always, and all we have to do is have faith in His promise and reach out for Him. He promises in Acts that whoever calls on His name will be saved. In our scripture in Matthew, David is quoted as saying, "Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence." Hope in the Lord is absolutely an everyday thing. It helps us through our daily lives. But what about eternity? as believers, we also have the hope of everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. While David faced death in the grave, Jesus met death and conquered it. God planned our salvation and gave us the gift of eternal life and hope through his son, Jesus. Jesus was a priceless vessel sent to earth carrying hope for all mankind. We will all face death and the grave. It is the price to be paid for sin. However, our hope is in the Lord, who will raise us from the dead to live with him in glory forever. Jesus, with the price paid by his blood on the cross, stopped our soul's eternal damnation in Hades, something we all as sinners justly deserve. Sin is wiped away in the flood of his precious blood. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. God shows us the way of life. It is his precious Son, Jesus. Through our belief and hope in him, we are saved from death and eternal punishment. Our eternal life is found in Jesus Christ, and we will be full of his joy in his presence forever. Let hope in the Lord for everyday living and eternal life be your life preserver in deep waters. The tide will never rise higher than you can swim with Jesus by your side. God's truth is hope rules and Jesus reigns. I'm going to unmute the lines now so that we can have some discussion if you guys want to, and share your thoughts this morning. So I'm going to unmute everybody now, and if you want to go back on mute, you can hit star 6. Is everybody there?
Do you want to say something?
Is everybody there? Anybody want to share some thoughts or a praise report or anything that they would like to share? Anyone who joined the group after we started the recording?
Oh, hi, this is Lenora.
Hi, Lenora.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing good. I just actually missed most of the call, unfortunately, but heard the last part about going through trials. And such a timely message, and I've been hearing that a lot lately, but I just thank God that he is our strength in the midst of a storm, and we can run to him and just have that moment of, okay, I can breathe now, and I can, shift my focus, and, he just comforts us in the midst of.
Exactly. I think sometimes we have to get to that point to where we are to the point where we can only just breathe, because that's really what pushes us toward Jesus and helps us to reach out to him, because we have a tendency to try to fix everything or, just kind of keep pushing through. And sometimes we just need to really be still and let that message of hope and the peace of the Lord just kind of come over our heart and give us rest.
Yes, and I entered a time where it felt like things were coming from so many different directions. It's like when one more thing hit, all I could do was just throw up my hands, like, ah, okay, I have, okay. So it's like,
right?
Okay.
I understand. I've been there a couple of times myself. Anybody else want to share?
This is Pat. I am so thankful for the hope that Christ gives us, because there isn't anything within me or anything in the world that oftentimes would cause me to want to keep going, to take that next step, to reach out my hand to help someone else, without having the hope of Christ in me that he will make a difference in me and in the world and in my circumstances.
I think that's a very valid point, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. We can't do it on our own. That's why in the devotion I talked about, how unbelievers or non-believers, I don't know how they do it, because I don't. There are days when when you're going through a lot of stuff, there are days when you're just like, I don't want to see anybody. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to sit here in my little hole and be by myself and not be bothered with anything. And there's that eternal hope in Jesus that just kind of pushes us out of that and gets us moving in the right direction. And if I just can't even imagine what my life would look like without that. And I'm sure, Pat, in working through some of the things that you've had to work through to get to the point where you remarried your ex-husband, I'm sure that there were a lot of things that you had to walk through to get to that point. So without the hope of Jesus, I know you would not be to that point.
Hi. Actually, my name is Jean, not Pat.
Hi, Jean.
But yes.
Anybody else want to share?
I'm going to help you.
Anybody else have a prayer request? We're going to close in prayer here in a second. All right. Well, we are going to go ahead and close in prayer and send you guys off into your week with many blessings of the Lord upon you. So, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for every person who was on this call this morning. We thank you for them sharing their hearts today. Please take the message that was given to them and bless it and manifest it in their lives. Give them hope. Give them courage. Give them faith in you to walk through the week and through the trials that may face them here. We ask that you grant their heart's desires, give them prosperity in their businesses, and lead them in your will. We ask that you do all these things in your name. Amen. All right, guys. Well, have a good week. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.